brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the maker of the new incredible 9/11 film, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, joining us. We'll have open phones on 9/11, the New World Order, any issue you wish to discuss throughout this hour. I got a lot of other news we haven't even hit on yet. Like Gore says, tax pollution, not payrolls. This is your global tax, boys and girls. We'll be getting into it. Right now, let's go back to Thomas in Germany. He said that, you know, when you try to go out to one of the big video rental places, it's self-serve. They're all up there, you know, kind of in a big window. You go into the shop. This is the wave of the future, and everything's kind of like in these little terminals that then, according to genre, and then you type in the number you want and you pay it, but it isn't enough to just rent it and turn it back in. You have to, you know, thumbprint to do it. And it, biometrically, it isn't enough to have you even swipe your ID, then they got your ID. They want this biometrics. And, of course, they claim that's to have a key identifier to know it, you know, was you directly. But notice that in Germany, England, the U.S., I remember seeing a story 7 years ago out of Australia, it was out of The Australian, one of their big papers, that they'd already done a deal with the U.N. to unify a world ID card. And so ID cards in England and ID cards in the U.S. and ID cards in Australia, they have the same number of numbers in their identifying. It's standardized. And so we hear about how, oh, they've standardized our state licenses federally under a national ID card. No. That's for global ID card. And in the future, you're going to have a global sales tax that's shared federally and locally. And you will thumb scan and face scan anywhere and everywhere you go for any purchase. So this is all been officially announced, by the way. And people said, well, how will they implement it? And we told you, because I read the minutes of the big symposiums and conferences that have been put on by the biometric industry, and the Pentagon's always there, and they openly say they're going to, you know, at first take out some of the service lanes and then put in all self-service, and then force you to biometrically scan. Then they're going to bring in the national sales tax, which phony conservatives are out pushing as the fair tax. It's a beautiful system. They will, of course, keep the income tax and then have all these other new taxes, too, on top of it. And so that's why you go to the tanning salon or you go to the Home Depot or you go to the grocery store or you go to the gym or you go to clock in at work now or you go to get a school lunch or you go to get a library book. They're now wanting to thumb scan you. They're just putting it in. And it is a diabolical one-world government slave tracking system. The Pentagon designed it, and there have been articles where the Pentagon brags that it is a system to control occupied countries. We are occupied under NORTHCOM. We are going into slavery, and it's soft slavery now because they haven't fully completed the prison grid. When it's done, just remember I warned you. I hope you enjoy it. Thomas, anything else from Germany, sir?
I just want to point out that it's not just in our own country that we're losing all of our rights. It's even over here. And the national ID card, it's starting with the military because we have somewhat sort of the same idea. I'm not in the military, but I'm civilian. We all get the ID cards that have your complete history about you and who you are and everything that you, if somebody were to take these little cards from you, can become you. More or less. That's how much information is on these little chips that are on these things.
All the big studies show that national ID cards and these systems have increased identity fraud. And they have now reported top experts from across the spectrum that RFID is going to increase fraud. But that's good. The government wants that. Then they get even more control. Thank you for listening from Germany. Thank you for your important contribution to the broadcast. We'll be back with our guest and more of your calls. Stand by.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Phones in this hour. You're welcome to bring up the attempt by the globalists to start World War III with Iran, the open discussion by Israel of how they need to nuke Iran preemptively. I mean, that psychopathic mass murder openly being discussed, and quote, we're the good guys. Give me a break. At the same time, we can get into 9/11. The dam is breaking on the cover-up of 9/11. The hoax is imploding, is falling apart. I know that we've got Sean and Charles and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. About a month ago, my good friend George Humphreys was in studio. And George said, man, you have got to see this new film. I've seen a rough cut of it. It's 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions. And I said, well, give me a copy. I'll look at it. He goes, I don't have one. Well, I got a copy from Sophia, who was involved in the production of this film, and in the making of it. And I saw it a couple of weeks ago. Just an amazing documentary. And we just got the DVDs in. We're carrying it. It just focuses on the controlled demolitions. A lot of new video, a lot of new interviews, stuff you haven't seen. This is going to be very effective because it doesn't get off into the New World Order. It doesn't get off into the big picture, which I think is important. You know, my films do that. But I think it's good to have a tool like this that just hits one area and hits it strong. So I hope you will visit InfoWars.com while you're getting a copy of Terror Storm. You'll get a copy of 9/11 Mysteries. Sophia, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex, for inviting me.
You bet. Tell us why you decided to get into this type of filmmaking and tell us the process of making this 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions documentary. And tell listeners out there who get the DVD what they'll be seeing.
Well, to start with, you've asked me lots of questions. I got into this because last summer my friend Brad and I did a show on stage in Hollywood. Now, this was not a dramatic play. It was simply a presentation of video evidence. And the highlights from movies like your 9/11 martial law.
I remember you guys contacted me and you wanted permission to use clips, and I said, of course, so sure.
Right. And we wanted to show audiences where they could go for the bigger picture of 9/11. And Brad covered the demolitions aspect of how the buildings came down, and I covered hijackers and planes, and then a section called War Games and another called Who Benefits. And this ran only for about 6 weeks in L.A. at the Met Theater, and then we were invited to go on tour. People said, you must go around the country, and of course that's quite a hellish thing to do. You have to rent a bus and whatnot, and I said no way, and Brad said no way, and so we decided to make a DVD.
It's that's much better to just make a film.
Yes, although you're biting off an iceberg, huge, bigger than the one that supposedly sunk the Titanic when you do that, and I had never made a movie before. The project fell in my lap, and having been a person who wrote novels and screenplays, it wasn't tough to write the script.
But you had done graphic plays where video clips were used, so, I mean, in a way, you had done film before, but not in a classical sense.
Right, exactly. I had done compilation before. So I had this enormous amount of information that suddenly came in from all these wonderful people all over the country who wanted to give me their research and their favorite movies. A lot of people sent me movies that the official guys had done, you know, CBS, CNN, things like America Rebuilds, We Will Never Forget, America Remembers, that kind of stuff. And I was urged to watch it, and I did. And all this material contained support and evidence and commentary by experts that really did not do anything except express the reality that these buildings had come down by controlled demolition. And so I decided to incorporate the myths that had been created for us and peddled to us in the movie and put them right next to the science. So the movie travels from myth through analysis and eventually to players and motivation. And that is just part one. There was so much information that I realized, short of making a six-hour movie, I was not going to be able to create this effectively without reducing the first segment into its own full movie. So that's why we have part one, Demolitions, to be followed by part two, Hijackers and Planes, and then part three, Who Benefits. The next two are not ready yet, so your people will have to be content with part one, Demolitions, for now, which is 90 minutes.
That's right. It's 90 minutes, extremely powerful, and I just love it that the newer and better 9/11 films are coming out all the time. You know, there's so many out there that are okay, but really aren't effective or aren't accurate. Yours is so effective, so accurate, and it's going to devastate the New World Order. You've got to have a sense of accomplishment, though, to have spent the blood, sweat, and tears, the time making this baby, and it's got to feel good. Give us your take on how you're feeling right now.
Well, I'm getting so many emails from people, and what's becoming clear is that watching this movie is an emotional experience, even for hardcore demolition, lovers like yourself, even. There are people who have watched this movie and have told me they were moved to tears. And when I opened it in Austin, thanks to George Humphrey, Leah Lewis, and the Brave New Books people, the crowd lined up to shake my hand, and there were people that were crying. And I realized that Without setting out to do this, I had made an emotional experience, and that's what I think is going to make this effective in reaching the mainstream. We needed a movie that was civilized, that was rational, reasoned, calm, and even the female element, the female narrator, I've been told, was desperately needed in this picture that was dominated by males. So, I mean, your style is inimitable. I could never do that gravelly voice and that wonderful, quick wit and all the knowledge that you have, but we need something calm as well, because a lot of people get frightened.
Oh, no, I agree. We need all sorts of different angles to be hit. That's how we get everybody.
Right.
And I think this is going to be extremely effective. In fact, we've seen it now becoming extremely effective out there. Of course, I'm sure you know it's now out on Google Video.
Yes, and it gets many, many downloads every day. It's on David Icke's site. It's on Jeff Rentz. I'm extremely honored that I didn't have to do anything at all, really, to promote it except put it out there.
Oh, yeah, and we've got it. We were the first to find it about a week ago and post it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've got it up there right now, but I'm challenging everybody to get the DVD because this way you actually support the work of Sophia, the cost of making this. You know, we just bought 500 of these from them, and then you also support us when you purchase it from us, and you have the high-quality DVD in the hard case, and it is... Now, Sophia, I don't want to put you on the spot. Are you game for people, for nonprofit educational purposes, to not make copies and sell it, but to make copies to get it out to people?
Well, of course I want it to get out to people, and I do not... I would love to have some return sales coming to me because 911mysteries.com sells the video as well.
Sure, I understand. You've got to somehow have money come back to you.
Exactly. I did hawk everything to make this movie. It was extraordinarily expensive, but I felt that in the end it would be worth it. And I have a fantastic video editor. He was a mainstreamer, Alex, and that too was important because as this picture was unfolding for him, we started at the beginning and we worked through to the end and we just crossed our fingers that the script would work, that
it would
hold.
Who's the fella that's at the front?
Oh, that is my friend Brad from The Hollywood Show. Brad is a geek. I mean, you have to just look at him and you know that he loves computers, he stays indoors, he's always... fiddling around with websites, and he writes software. But he's also a conservative Republican and proud of it. And when we did our theater show, Brad and I were direct opposites. People would comment on the fact that I seemed such a liberal and Brad such a conservative. And they liked that. They liked that the material presented to them was coming from two completely different ends of the spectrum. So I urged Brad to be at the beginning of the movie and tell his story. And it's true. Every word in that little intro is what happened. He was able to download Painful Deceptions. He had no idea what he was going to watch. And he could not believe it. He was incensed that anyone would try to say this.
And he tried to disprove it.
He did. And he was a demolition hobbyist. He's watched live demolitions whenever he can. And he could only keep coming back to the conclusion that Eric Hufschmidt, that all the people who pointed out that this was a controlled demolition were just right, plain old right. It had to be that way.
You have a lot of architects and scientists and experts in your film, too, talking about the controlled demolition in the film. It's got a lot of angles and things that I haven't seen in other documentaries. Folks, we are carrying the film at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure online shopping cart, and I hope that you will go there and get this part one of 9/11 Mysteries, and as part two and part three come out, we're sure those will be excellent as well. We'll be sure and carry those. Let me ask you a question, Sophia. How long until part two and part three are out, do you think?
Well, the basic scripts are written because, as I said, I was going to do the whole movie together, and then I thought, why should I finish 2 hours of part one and leave it sitting around? I might as well sell it and generate money to make part two and three. So part two is written, but as you know, there's been an awful lot coming out about hijackers, planes, NORAD. So I need to just dive in, as I did with the first, and start it. So it'll be maybe 6 months or so. Cross your fingers.
Sure. Well, I'm excited to see that. Stay there, Sophia. Let's come back and talk more about it More about the 9/11 Truth Movement itself. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Segment 1-800-259-9231. Charles, Sean, and many others that have been holding patiently, we'll get to you. Our guest is Sophia, came up with the idea to have a play about 9/11, and I'm proud that they used some of my work in it. I was happy to authorize them to do that, and then they decided to make a film, which I think is really a better use of your time, because so many people can see documentaries online, so many people can burn copies and give them to people, so many people can buy originals and get them out. It is so important to do this. Sophia, what do you think 5 years later about the progress of the 9/11 Truth Movement? I'm just interested to get your take on that.
Well, The 9/11 awareness movement is my preferred word. I think it's growing by leaps and bounds. I walked into, you know, my print shop the other day, and people there knew about it. They had seen a couple of things on the internet. What I think is very noticeable, though, is people's fear of talking about it. And a customer of mine said to me a couple of months ago, we need to tell people, don't stand in the corner and whisper about this. Talk out loud. Be free about it. Nobody's going to come and get you for talking about it to somebody else. And if everybody talks about it, they cannot come and get anyone, you know? But people are cowering. The information is so unbelievable.
Well, coal miners, so they can know if there's a gas leak, can bring a canary with them. And frankly, I'm a big fat canary here in a little cage down in the mine. So people need to stop. People should be afraid of not fighting these murderers, because they're going to pull off another attack if we don't expose them. People, you should be afraid of not bringing these criminals to justice. I mean, real live monsters are out stalking the countryside, and I personally don't want to hide in my house and wait for them to come get me. I'm out looking for them. Okay, folks? I'm out looking for them. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's right. I agree. We're out looking for them because, as I said to you once before, learning about this is enlightening. It's hard to believe, but it's fascinating. And when you get fascinated, your curiosity draws you, and you discover more, and you share more, and it's actually inspiring to me. There's always something you can do. The famous jazz singer Gil Scott-Heron said, nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. And most people out there, even if they feel helpless, are certainly able to open their mouths and talk, to have discussions, and then to back it up with a little bit of science. There are only a few things you need to know, rudimentary things. How does a building that's 110 stories come down in 10 seconds without the floors being blown out ahead of the fall? And that's an easy concept to relay to an average
Joe. Well, you can
Joe.
See them blowing Tower 1 and 2 up from the top down. You can see the huge ejection squibs seconds before it begins imploding. I mean, then you watch 7, you can see the blast squibs clearly as well. I mean, and your new film really illustrates this in a way I haven't seen it done before. So you've really knocked it out of the park on this one.
Right. I actually studied blasting and found that there was tremendous correlation between the different kinds of explosions reported at the World Trade Center and the method, the sequence of bringing a building down by controlled demolition. And one of the criticisms or objections we got from audiences at the live shows was, there's too much about explosions. We just hear too many different kinds of explosions. All right, just tell us about one or two kinds of explosions. That's enough. We get it. And I said to Brad, you have to cut the demolition section. They're complaining there's too much variegated explosion material. And he said, no, it's all important. It's all, I can't cut any of it out. They're all different kinds of explosions.
People are like, there's too much evidence.
Right, but
it's
then,
ridiculous.
Then, Alex, Brad suggested, why don't you group the explosions together in the movie? Group the sub-basement, group the ground level, group the interior blast. And I did this, and I started to compare it with what I was learning about blasting, and then I called him and I said, guess what? This matches up with how they bring a building down. They do it in these stages, and they're all done so fast. It's the orchestration, the choreography of demoing a building. It matches all the different kinds of explosions they reported in the towers. So that created my six-stage demolition theory, which is the centerpiece of the movie. And from that, we move into the strange recollections of Scott Forbes and Willie Rodriguez about people thumping and bumping in the building, nobody knowing what those noises were about, the dust on the windowsills. And we get into the real, you know, Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys mystery sense of this.
Well, I mean, I was there at Ground Zero just a week and a half ago, and there were emergency workers, there were people who, you know, are famous for being survivors going, oh, yeah, they were clearing the buildings out. They had weird workers in there drilling stuff. I mean, there were the bomb crews right in front of everybody in the months before. It's just so arrogant. We're going to come back and take calls on 9/11, you name it. Stay with us. The new film, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Mysteries Part 1, Demolitions won't be seen unless you take action. Go to InfoWars.com. They just got to us hot off the presses, and while you're ordering a copy of my new film, Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, you can go from the wide view down to the microscopic view up close on 9/11, just looking at one aspect, but one of the most important aspects, the controlled demolitions. So please get the new film. We're very proud of it. We're very excited to be carrying it. We appreciate the fine work of Sophia and her crew. Again, that's infowars.com to get the new film or any of the other books and videos that we carry that expose the crimes of this government. I mean, if you feel like I feel, to use a quote from V from Vendetta, that the crimes of this government need to be answered, then please join us in this fight. This is how we bring them down. Take my film, Terror Storm. I want you to make copies of it. I want you to get it. I want you to aggressively slam it in the DVD copier or the VHS copier, and I want you to aggressively make copies, knowing that you're going to hurt the murderers that carried out 9/11. Every time you give somebody a copy, another person on average wakes up. Every time you take action, we are one step closer on this mission of bringing these criminals to justice. I mean taking them to prison, folks. I mean trying them. I mean, you know, rolling them out there in the public square where everybody can spit on them. I mean, you've got to, number one, have the belief that you can do this, and you can. The enemy tells you you don't have power, and that's because they're scared to death of you. Okay? They're just now starting to figure out we're not listening to their propaganda anymore. We know they're a bunch of killers.
They think we're a bunch of naive sheep who couldn't face the horror of this. Let's take action together. Come on. Yeah, it's dangerous, but it's a lot more dangerous to not take action. So please, don't count on others to fight. Every single man, woman, and child you are needed right now. Even if you've never seen yourself as a leader, you've never seen yourself as being public, you've never seen yourself as taking action, you've got to do it, and do it now. Go to InfoWars.com, get a copy of Jim Marr's new book, The Terror Conspiracy. Get my new film, Terror Storm. Get the new film, Demolitions, 9/11 Mysteries. Go to InfoWars.com and peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore and take action today or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and take some calls for our illustrious guest, Sophia. The producer and director of the new film, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, Part 1. Let's go ahead and we'll talk to Jeanette and Janine in a minute, but let's go to Charles and Sean right now. Charles in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello, yeah. I'm listening over the internet here. And
welcome, sir.
Yeah, I just woke up about 3 months ago, and about five months ago, I was literally probably contemplating suicide, and then for some reason, I was digging around the Coast to Coast site, and there I clicked on your link, started looking into it, and it's almost like an angel, you know, pointing me in the direction. I mean, the truth.
So hold on a minute. I mean, your life was empty. You were unhappy. You were just kind of drifting around, checking out Chupacabras. And thanks to that show, and it has since so many people here, and we're very thankful to George Norrie for his courage in doing that. Now you feel empowered and like you have something to live for.
Exactly. I mean, I was so far in the depression, man. But back to the point here.
Are you not depressed now?
No.
Are you angry?
I'm angry.
Good.
And, you know, I've been slamming DVDs. I copied over 100 CDs myself here.
Yes. Hatefully make copies.
Yes.
I'm sorry to have to use that word, but I mean, I hate the evil of this New World Order. I do what I do because of love, but I mean just aggressively. Every time I finish a film or I do a, you know, write a new article or I do an interview, I just slam the phone down after some interview at 2 a.m. and I'm all exhausted, but I go, I just crush New World Order. And we've got to have that attitude. We're going to take over the enemy. We've got the initiative. We're never going to stop. Ah, let me hear your war growl. Ah, ah, we're coming for you. I'm sorry. Sophia, we're kind of having a male bonding moment here.
Well, I can see. I'm so glad I'm not like that.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I was originally calling about, I was lucky enough to see Freedom to Fascism, one of the few hundred for free on Google Video.
That's right.
And
somebody put it up there, and then somebody got it jerked down. And I tell you, whoever, that's the wrong way to go about it. I keep telling him, I got to get Russo back on. He's been calling me, and I haven't called him back because I've been so busy. He's a great guy. I need to get Russo on and go, Russo, they're never going to let it be huge in theaters, okay? You need to put it out on DVD now. The point is, get the information out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Really, the bankers behind everything. I mean, this 9/11 is a big branch, but at the base, man, it's the bankers. And who do they?
You're right, but it's hard to capture the public's imagination on that. This is a violent murder. 9/11 is a violent murder, and so that's why I think it's the most effective thing to cover.
Yeah, but you got to watch out for Prince Charles because he's basically the King Mason, and
but he is pretty powerful. I agree. No, we talk about the Federal Reserve all the time, and I support Freedom to Fascism. I think it's a great film. By the way, Sophia, have you seen Freedom to Fascism?
I have a copy here, and I actually have been communicating with Aaron Russo. So I have been swamped in the last month trying to get this out and line everything up, the website.
I know how it is,
film.
Yeah.
But I really want to see Freedom to Fascism. And in the Who Benefits section of the movie, Part 3, you see the theme of the first one is myth. They gave us a myth about why the building fell, and everybody believed it.
You're right. It's the power of myth. They came out with their big fairy tale within 24 minutes. They said it was Bin Laden, and it's just not true. Sorry.
And they said it was jet fuel. And The second movie, the theme will be illusion. So I'll have myth for the first one, illusion for the second one, and then secrecy for the third one. And that's where you have to go into things like Federal Reserve, secret societies. The top of the pyramid is shrouded. No one can really see it. And right now, we just need to build awareness about reality and facts.
Well, I'm not tooting my horn, Sophia, but I can see it crystal clear. Do you know how I can see the very top of the pyramid?
How?
Because all of their secrets are revealed by their actions, and so you can tell what the most secret operation is after you've watched it manifest. You can see the chain they build on each event, and once you've done that, you do start to get a very clear picture of their overall operation.
Well, you've been at this longer than I have, and your productions have, I assume, built up to that. But I just started, and so I'm tackling this on the level that I became.
Well, I agree with you that for the general public, and it's even hard to articulate what's at the top of the pyramid. It's so complex,
right?
And it's dark majesty. But I mean, so I agree with what you said. I'm not, but it's just that we know what their overall world government goal is. We know what their program is. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I really admire you for everything you do, and as I watched waves breaking at the ocean yesterday, I realized that there's all kinds of water under a wave. There's the part of the wave that crests, which is your high-level action, and then there's all this enormous, all these gallons of water beneath the wave, supporting the wave, and I see that as the public out there, and they become aware. They don't have to all rise into action and fight and scream, but they have to stand behind the people who are willing to take the front line of fire, you know? We are all part of this. We can all do something together in our own way, the people with the quiet voices and the people with the loud voices.
I agree. Good to hear from you, and don't you ever think about suicide, Charles. You promise me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Never. You never give the New World Order what they want. You live a good life. There's a lot of bad stuff in the world, but you look at God's beautiful creation out there. You go out there and do good. You go out there and help homeless people. You go out there. You know, people ask how we defeat the New World Order. We live good lives. We love each other. We stand up against bullies. If we just have the right type of attitude, the right type of people, we have become dominated by this evil force because we became decadent. We became self-centered, folks. And these yuppies think you care about yourself, you get ahead. That is not how the world works. You start caring about others, then you get ahead. It's incredible. Let's talk to Sean in Texas. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I was wondering if you saw the CNN report on President Chavez.
What, his speech he gave this morning?
The latest one. It was just live.
Yeah, I know he just gave a speech like an hour ago. No, I bet I was on the air. What did he say?
He said that President of the United States was the devil, and that the podium at the UN
smelled like sulfur. Yeah, I've got the transcript.
Yeah, but I just wanted to let you know.
Well, no, tell us more. You saw it. Tell us about it.
Oh, he just basically talked about New World Order. His versions of democracy across the world are, you know, vague, you know, hard reality that nobody can really grasp. That it's just so horrible that it's, you know, he can't get and go through this. You know, it's just horrible. He kept going ranting about everything, about how the 30 years ago, the United States, the CIA helped out a bomber. You know, bring down an airplane in Cuba.
Yeah, that's in my film, Terror Storm, yeah.
Yeah, he went on about that, said we're harboring the fugitive who...
Luis Posada Carrillas.
Yep, and much more. It's just, they said the CIA...
So he talked about government-sponsored terror. Did he talk about 9/11 like he did last week?
Vaguely. He said something about the CIA involved in terrorism in the United States. You know, about the buildings, but he didn't say 9/11.
Wow, he said the CIA involved in the U.S. with the terrorism with the buildings. Well, that's 9/11. That's pretty darn clear. Good to hear from you. Yeah. In fact, I got Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I know both of you are listening. My my little devil dogs. I want you to get over there and get that transcript and write a big article on it right now. Thank you. That's a good question for our guest. Sophia, how exciting is that to you to see Ahmed Dinejad and his top general and now Hugo Chavez going public on 9/11? Iran has said it's an inside job. Chavez has said that that you can't ignore it, and the evidence shows that the buildings were blown up and that he believes it could be an inside job. Your take on that?
Well, I think it's remarkable that world leaders and the public in so many foreign countries is waking up so fast to 9/11 and willing to discuss it. I mean, it's easier perhaps for them because they're not in America or Americans, but I think this is a great beginning for us. If they start, then we should wake up. We should follow. It's going to be natural.
Well, exactly. I mean, think of the hubris of the globalist above Bush that carried out 9/11, because let's be honest, Bush is a puppet, but Cheney and up. Definitely involved. I mean, they thought they could just blow up buildings in front of us and claim 19 guys with box cutters did it. They thought they could just do this sloppy job in front of us with Northwood still being public. And it's just, we are going to expose you. And Sophia, I think they're just now starting to figure that out. I mean, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing, that some of their arrogance is draining their faces?
Well, I don't think they're stupid, whoever did this. And they have to know that they're dealing with a very scripted public. People in America especially are, apparently the human being, Alex, is easier to train than the dog.
Scripting. People like scripting.
Yes, and it's very easy to follow the convention in this culture, to get up in the morning, go to your job, and then worry about little side things and make those the big issues of your day and not have awareness. It's not natural for people in Milwaukee to be aware of people in Iraq because they can't see them. When the world was populated by a few thousand people scattered in different continents who didn't even know about each other, did they ever think about each other? No. So we're not hardwired to have global awareness. And that's why I think it's so difficult to get people to care about this stuff. And I've had friends tell me, I don't want to hear about 9/11. That was 5 years ago. Tell me about what's happening now. And I go, don't you get it? It's all connected. And they don't want to get it.
Well, let me tell them to get it right now. Listen to me. Listen to me. For those of you out there that haven't figured this out yet, we are not safe. Very bad killers, cold-blooded murderers are in control. Okay? They're in control of our military. They're in control of our government. They're in control of our culture. They openly say they want to set up a high-tech police state. They openly say they want one-child policies. They openly say they want to take your private property. They openly say they want to sterilize you. They openly say they want to have controlled plagues. Dick Cheney openly wrote he wants race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. These people think we're so dumb, they write this stuff down. Okay? And none of us are safe. You better get concerned about this. You better get involved, because they're about to start World War III with Iran. Sophia?
Yes, I'm here. I'm learning, Alex.
What do you think about Iran?
I was going to make a bumper sticker. It would have to feature George Bush's face in order to be, you know, absorbed. But it's not George Bush, of course. And I was going to put on it, Iraq is what I did before Iran.
Oh, man, I ought to steal that.
You can steal it. I haven't made it yet. Be my guest.
Oh, but, boy.
Yes, Iraq, as it's mispronounced, is what I did before Iran.
That's amazing. Let's take a quick call here. First-time caller Jeanette in Texas, then others. Go ahead, Jeanette.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Hi, and Sophia, I just saw your film last night. It's fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, Alex, I had called about on a different subject, if that's acceptable.
Sure, go ahead.
Touching on this professor at UT Arlington.
Yes.
When I first heard about it, I about had a stroke because, you know, basically this guy's doing this on my dime.
And he does it every day.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, are you aware that he is currently in violation of the UN Genocide Convention, which was adopted by the General Assembly in December of 1948.
Yes, but that's all selectively enforced. Look, if a black guy or a white guy got up and said all blacks or all Mexicans should be killed, they'd be fired so quick it'd make their head spin. But professors all over the country in Chicano studies, including the UT head of Chicano studies, Arlington, is, I mean, folks, I've got him on tape, I've played him here, saying all whites need to die now, and it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been in touch with, first of all, the university. I gave them a chance to react. They didn't naturally, they ignored me. And then I contacted my U.S. representative, Joe Barton, and he let him know about this. And I've been in touch with the UN. And now I'm going to be getting in touch with the Texas Attorney General about this guy, because it's under his jurisdiction.
Well, people can find all the mainstream news articles and clips of him all over online saying it. I mean,
I have a rather long web address. I could give it to your call screener. And
well, yeah, just stay there. I'll talk to you during the break. We'll be right back with our guest and more phone calls. We just talked to... well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're not going to talk much more about Professor Gutierrez today, but I should talk about him more in the future. It's pretty wild stuff that he says, but it's par for the course. Janine, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from today, Janine?
North Carolina.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I first got to say, Alex and Techie Crew, respect, for real. Question is, what was NORAD's role during the crisis hours of 9/11 and the days following?
Well, their role was running drills of planes being flown to the exact same buildings at the exact same time, and NORAD stood down. And we know that the default position was to shoot fighters down before 9/11. But months before 9/11, Dick Cheney took the authority away from the generals and reversed it only to himself or to designates who he gave orders to. And so, again, it's just at every point we see them opening the door for this to happen.
All right. One more question. What's one thing we can do to show our government we're not afraid of them?
I think the biggest thing you can do is go to places like Google Video and get my film Terror Storm that I put out for free and email it out to everybody you know. That, believe me, that shows them. Go online and, you know, send 9/11 mysteries to everybody you know. That shows them that you're not backing down, that you know the truth. I think going online to different government message boards and websites and talking about 9/11 being an inside job, just being aggressive about the truth, because we know we've got murderers in control of this country who think they're going to get away with carrying out more murders and starting World War III, and we've got to let them know that we're not going to put up with it. Let me talk to Sophia. Sophia, what's your take on that? What can we do to stand up and get involved?
I think simply to open our mouths and talk. That's all. Discuss it. Discuss it. Ask people, how do you think the buildings came down? How do you think there were no intercepts? How do you think hijackers being controlled by a madman in a cave could have done this? If people ask the questions, if you think for yourself, you own your own consciousness, and they don't want you to own your consciousness. They want you to parrot what you see on TV, which is just soundbite. So owning your consciousness immediately frees you. You will not be controlled by them if you control yourself. It's that simple, Alex, and it's in every individual's hands. You can control yourself. All you have to do is use your brain and your mouth.
Well, I agree with you. So many people let the government and the controlled media become the map makers of their minds. People just turn themselves over to whatever the establishment orthodoxy is, whether that be black people aren't human beings in the past or the world is flat. They were putting people in prison who said the world was round, and then almost overnight you were a kook to say the world was flat. Well, 9/11 truth is the same way. The people now, the majority, know that 9/11 is an inside job, just as a majority at some point knew the world was round. And so that big shift has happened, and all the king's horses and all the king's men and all the king's spin doctors cannot put the fraud back together again. And I want to salute you. I want to thank you, Sophia, for making the film 9/11 Mysteries Part 1, Demolition, and I'm really glad to be carrying it on our secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. We'll talk to you in the future as things develop and as Part 2 and 3 come out. Take care. I salute you.
Thank you, Alex, so much, and great success with everything you're doing.
It's all to you. I mean, together, all of us, having success in this fight against the globalists is how we're going to win. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to come back with the third hour with continual open phones. And I also want to get a little bit later into Al Gore's global tax he's proposing. And there's a bunch of other news on the war front with Iran. We got a special guest in studio, so stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.